This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everyone, this is JWP, and I'm continuing my series on file systems. Okay, and today I want to talk about ZFS. And with ZFS, there's just so much information out there, and I got like some really long things, and so I'm hoping that I can keep it from being fragmented. I've read it a couple times, and basically ZFS is a combined file system and logical volume manager designed by Sun Microsystems. And the features of ZFS include protection against data corruption, support for high storage capacities, efficient data compression, integration of concepts of file system and volume management. It was one of the first file systems to use snapshots. It has copy on write clones, continuous integrity checking, and automatic repair. It has a feature called RAID Z and native NFSv4 and something called ACLs. ZFS was originally implemented as an open source software license under a Common Development and Distribution License, CDDL. The ZFS name is a registered trademark of Oracle Corporation. OpenZFS is the umbrella project serving the open source alternative to ZFS. Okay. In Linux, ZFS has several Linux implementations despite the fact that the GNU General Public License GPL under which the Linux kernel is licensed is incompatible with the Common Development and Distribution License, or CDDL, under which ZFS is distributed. According to use license model, a single derived work of both projects cannot be legally distributed. So it's not possible to simultaneously meet both license requirements. Due to ZFS and Linux kernel, to include ZFS and a Linux kernel, ZFS would have to be cleanly re-implemented, and patents may hamper this. This problem is being worked around by providing kernel facilities through separate kernel module, a technical solution for a legal problem that also being employed by vendors and distributors of proprietary hardware drivers. Okay, so now we have something called native ZFS on Linux. A native port of ZFS for the Linux products was produced by the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, was released in March of 2013 with the following key events. In 2008, it was prototyped to determine a viability. In 2009, the initial ZOVL and Lustre support was given. In 2010, development moved from GitHub. In 2011, the POSIX layer was added. In 2011, the community early adopters got it. In 2012, production usage of ZFS happened. And in 2013, it was released as general release. Of the major Linux distributions, Ubuntu and Gentoo have very good support for this flavor of ZFS on Linux, meaning that the required packages can be installed from their own package repositories, and the configuring of ZFS root system is well documented. OpenZFS announced in September 13 is a truly open source successor to the ZFS project. Our community brings together developers of, I'm going to try to say this, Elymos, FreeBSD, Linux, OS X platforms, and a wide range of companies that build products on top of OpenZFS. OpenZFS is an outstanding storage platform that encompasses functionality of traditional file systems, volume managers, with more consistent reliability, functionality, and performance across all distributions. Okay, now, I've used ZFS a lot on Open Indiana, and before that on Open Solaris. I've never used it inside of Linux, and after studying it a while, and seeing that it can be done in Ubuntu, I may try, when I upgrade my LTS Ubuntu, I may use ZFS, since it's in the kernel now, or in the repository to do everything. All right, hey, I hope you enjoyed this little file system thing. As always, I hope you have a great day, and if you need to reach me, I'm at jwp5@hotmail.com. Alrighty. Hey, thank you very much for your time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.